感谢主，今天安息圣日，大家能够聚集一起来敬拜神。
And God, we all can come to worship Him on the Sabbath day.
啊，这也是我们啊弟兄姐妹啊能够彼此交通啊团契的一个好机会。
This is also a good day for us to fellowship with one another.
因为我们安息圣日哈啊能够来啊聆听神的话语。
Because in Sabbath day we can learn His word.
我们常常啊将神的话语呢就当作是属灵的食物。来供养我们灵魂的需要。
And God's word is like a spiritual food that nourishes our soul.
所以我们常常说，啊，我们如果听了一篇道理呢，就好像吃了一餐的宴席。
Hence, we often say when we heard a sermon, it's like consuming a spiritual feast.
因为啊，我们啊领受了这些啊神的道理，就好像是食物一样，吃到我们的啊灵魂里面来得到了滋养。
When we receive God's word, we are nourishing our soul just like with the spiritual food.
所以呢，我们要从神的话语里面来得到很多的造就。
So from God's word, we can be edified.
那么在我们的生活上，我们也需要很多的食物。
Similarly, in our life, we need food.
那么主耶稣呢，他就会提供给我们这些日常的啊的需要得到满足。
And Jesus always provides us with our daily bread.
特别今天我们要谈的这个神迹
，Today we like to talk about this miracle。
这是因为神啊，主耶稣看见啊他们的啊缺乏
，Lord Jesus saw their lack，
因此提供给他们满足
，and given them what they need。
这就是主耶稣所行的第一项神迹
，and this is the first miracle of Lord Jesus Christ。
我们来看约翰福音第二章
，Turn to Gospel of John chapter 2。
约翰福音第二章第一节
Gospel John chapter 2 verse 1
约翰福音第二章第一节
Gospel John chapter 2 verse 1
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席耶稣的母亲在那里
Verse 1 On the third day a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee Jesus' mother was there
第二节耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席
Verse 2, and Jesus and his disciple had also been invited to the wedding.
第三节，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
3, when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine.
第四节，耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Verse 4, dear woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my time has not yet come.
第五节，他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Verse 5, his mother said to the servant, do whatever he tells you.
第六节，照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以剩两三桶水。
Verse 6, nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons.
第七节，耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
7. Jesus said to the servant, fill the jars with water, so they filled them to the brim.
第八节，耶稣又说，现在可以舀出去，送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。
8. Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet.
第九节，管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道，管宴席的便叫新郎来。
They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water and that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside.
第十节，对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了，才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。
10 and said, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests had had too much to drink.But you have saved the best till now.
十一节，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
11. This, the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee, he does reveal his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
在约翰福音里面呢，记载了耶稣的行了许多的神迹。
The Gospel of John records many miracles of Jesus.
当然耶稣的行的神迹总而从四个福音书统计下来大概有34或35件的神迹左右。
We know from the book of gospel there are a total of 34 to 35 miracles performed by Jesus.
但是呢约翰福音呢特别只挑了七件神迹记录在这个约翰福音里面。
But the gospel of John had only particularly recorded 7 miracles.
而这个七呢在圣经里面是一个代表完全的一个象征数字。
And 7 in the Bible represent a complete number.
就像神创造天地用六天第七天就安息了。
For example, God created the universe using 7 days.
在六天创造第七天就安息了。
Using 6 days and the 7th day for rest.
所以呢这个七呢就代表一个完全的一个象征。
Hence the 7 represent completeness.
那么在这里呢约翰福音也是特别精选了七件神迹。
Same thing in Gospel of John. John had recorded 7 miracles.
而且他用的希腊文这个神迹这个字呢他不是用一般的那个神迹那个字他是用一个记号这个希腊文来代表神迹的含义。
In the Greek translation, miracle is translated as signs.
所以呢约翰特别用 sign 这个记号来代表了神迹的含义就是要代表这些神迹的都是一种彰显主耶稣是神的这种记号。
And these signs show the significance of the miracles and the purpose behind it.
所以这就是他选择这七件神迹的目的就是要显出主耶稣的这些属灵的记号。
And this is the purpose of these signs is to show that the Jesus miracle.
那么现在呢特别记载了这第一件记号就是在迦拿所行的神迹。
So we can see the first sign is recorded in John chapter 2.
就是这个时候呢在迦拿有娶亲的宴席。
There is a feast in Cana.
那么耶稣的母亲以及耶稣和他的门徒都一同被邀请去参加这个宴席。
Jesus' mother and as well as his disciple were invited to this wedding.
而在宴席的时候竟然发生了一件意外就是酒用尽了。
And in this banquet, they realized that the wine had ran out.
那么耶稣的母亲知道了他们酒用尽了这是一个很大的一个问题。
When Jesus' mother had realized this, she realized that it is a big problem.
因此她特别对耶稣说他们没有酒了。
And told Jesus that we ran out of wine.
所以耶稣的母亲玛利亚，她对主耶稣是不是有一种期待？她可以做某一些事情来帮助他们解决这个问题。
So Jesus' mother Mary had some expectation that Jesus can resolve this problem.
可是呢，主耶稣却回答她是非常的干脆的说母亲我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
But Jesus replied to his mother, "Why do you involve me? My time has not yet come."
所以这件事情好像他们没有酒了，这个跟我有什么相关呢
？This is as if Jesus didn't care that they ran out of wine.
那为什么你要找我呢？我跟这件事情有什么关系吗
？Why do you involve me? What do I have to do with this incident?
意思说我需要去帮忙他们解决酒用尽了这个问题吗
？Should I help you with this wine problem?
当然，这句话里面还有。更多可能的解释。
Of course, there are many explanations.
那等一下，我们可以来好好的来讨论主耶稣讲这句话到底有什么含义吗
？So we can study the significance behind this phrase of Jesus.
可是接着是他的母亲却有一种信心要等候。
But yet we can see that Jesus' mother has a kind of faith.
他反而对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么，不用怀疑。
”And she told the servant, "Do whatever he tells you."
而这个时候呢，刚好犹太人都有六口的水缸放在旁边。
At this time, there were six stone water jars, used by the Jews.
那耶稣说，把缸倒满了水。
And Jesus instructed them to fill it to the brim.
然后现在把水舀出去吧。
And bring it out.
那结果真的这些佣人就把水舀出去给管宴席的。
And so these servants, did so.
而管宴席的一尝到这个酒，说：“哎呀，这个是。”这么好的酒怎么留到现在
？And then when they tasted it, they realized that these are good wine.
所以呢，主耶稣就把这些水就把它变成最好的酒。
So we can see that Jesus had turned the water into the best wine.
然后解决了他们酒用尽的这个问题。
And this resolved their wine problem.
圣经特别强调说，这是主耶稣所行的第一件神迹。
And the Bible had usually emphasized on Jesus' first miracle,
显出他的荣耀
t to show his glory.
这就是第一个记号。
This is the first sign.
我们知道呢，每一个事情的第一次都有相当重要的意义。
We know every first time has its own significance.
我们常常也会庆祝那个第一次的经验。
And we often celebrate this first time experience.
尤其是我们对第一次的经验会特别印象的深刻。
And we remember it well for our first experience.
比如说孩子出生的第一天。
For example, the first day which a child is born.
我就抱着我的孩子的时候就在想说他会不会吸奶。
When I held my child, I was thinking, can he breastfeed?
我在想他会不会要去吸奶不会我如何教他。
And how do I teach him?
可是那天我还在困惑的时候呢，护士小姐来跟我说，你不用担心吧。
And just as I was worrying, the nurse came and told me, don't worry.
你的孩子呢，自动就会吸奶。
Your child will know how to breastfeed.
我当时也是吓一跳说，哇，人天生就是有这种能力可以吸奶可以得到满足。
And I was amazed that when a child is born, they already know how to breastfeed.
这是我第一天当爸爸的经验。
This is the first time, the first day as a father.
那接着呢，孩子第一天要上学，我也陪他去学校。
And also recall the first time my child go to school.
那第一天去学校，哇，就哭着回来。
And the first day, they came back crying.
他说：“爸爸，我不要上学，哇，同学都怎样怎样。”
He came back crying, saying, I don't want to go back to school anymore. The students were really mean.
所以呢，对第一天我们都有很深刻的印象。
So we have strong memory for our first experience.
那么这里呢，主耶稣行的第一件神迹，一定有宣告某一些重要的事迹。
So the first miracle performed by Jesus also holds certain significance.
因为呢，这就是一个属灵的宴席。
Because this is a spiritual feast.
主耶稣他是弥赛亚，他要带领他要拯救人类。
And Jesus being the Messiah, he has the purpose to save humankind.
因此他要带给人类的一个宴席的满足。
And he wants to fulfill the people through the spiritual feast.
所以我们大概整个先把整个宴席他带来的那种属灵的意义是什么来跟大家做分享。
So we can first analyze the significance of the spiritual feast.
因为主耶稣他就要带给我们一种属灵的宴席。
Jesus bring us spiritual feast.
这好像是在天国主耶稣为我们预备的宴席一样。
As if the feast that is prepared in heaven.
我们请看以赛亚书二十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 25.
以赛亚书二十五章。
Isaiah chapter 25.
第一节
Verse 1.
二十五章第一节
Chapter 25, verse 1.
耶和华，你是我的神，我要遵从你，我要称赞你的名，因为你以忠信诚实行过奇妙的事，成就你古时所定的。
Verse 1. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done marvelous things.Things planned long ago.
这里就是说到赞美神，神要成就奇妙的事情。
He talks about the exaltation and the praise of God.
那接着就谈到这位弥赛亚要来拯救人类。
And next, it talks about how this Messiah will save humankind.
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
在这山上，万军之耶和华必为万民用肥甘设板筵席，用陈酒和满髓的肥甘。并澄清的陈酒设板筵席。
Verse 6. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all people, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meat and the finest of wines.
第七节，他又必在这山上除灭遮盖万民之物和遮蔽万国蒙脸的帕子。
7. On this mountain, he will destroy it.He will destroy and shroud that enfolds all people, the sheet that covers all nations.
第八节，他已经吞灭死亡，直到永远。主耶和华必擦去个人脸上的眼泪，又除掉普天下他百姓的羞辱，因为这是耶和华说的。
We say he will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth.
这些第六节到第八节都讲弥赛亚要带来的救恩。
From from verse 6 to 8 talks about the salvation of this Messiah.
这位神他就要为万民用肥甘设摆筵席。
And God will provide the feast of rich food for all his people.
当然这个宴席就是指的属灵上的一种宴席。
Of course, this feast is spiritual.
就是照天国神要为我们预备的宴席来欢乐。得到满足。
This is referred to the spiritual feast prepared in heaven for us to receive joy.
那我们回头来看啊，约翰福音第二章，就知道为什么主耶稣会选择在迦拿的宴席要显这个神迹。
So when we read John chapter 2, we know why Jesus wanted to perform and prepare this.
因为他就是要在这个啊宴席里面显出的啊他的能力，就好像是以赛亚书25章所说的，要设摆筵席啊，让万国万民都得到满足。
When Jesus is preparing this feast, it's just like mentioned in Isaiah, he is preparing this for all his people.
因此今天我们来到神的救恩里面，就要享受这种丰富的宴席，不会缺乏的。
Hence we come under the salvation of God, we will never be lacking of food.
因此我们就把这个宴席它成为第一项神迹它最主要的目的就是要显出弥赛亚的这个记号。
So we can see the sign of the spiritual feast prepared by Jesus.
那么接着我们就可以一项一项的来看这个神迹里面有很多的细节可以值得我们来学习的教训。
And next we can study the various teaching within the spiritual feast.
因为主耶稣行了很多神迹除了说彰显他的能力以外，其实每一个神迹都有很多属灵的教训可以让我们学习的。
And aside from manifesting his power, Jesus had performed many miracles that has significance.
首先第一个我们来看在迦拿这个地方有娶亲的宴席。
First, we'll study the spiritual feast in Cana.
那么耶稣的母亲还有耶稣还有他的门徒都一同被邀请去赴席。
Jesus' mother and his disciple were invited to this wedding.
首先我们在这里呢就看到主耶稣呢他也愿意参加人有人的娶亲的宴席。
Here we can see Jesus attends the wedding.
因此呢，主耶稣是跟百姓啊是生活在一起的。
And moreover, he is living with the disciples.
为什么我们要特别强调主耶稣他是接受这个宴席的邀请？这个是一个非常重要的一个道理。
And first, we'll talk about why Jesus are willing to.Accept this invitation to this wedding.
这个跟施洗约翰呢是刚好相反。
This is actually the opposite of John the Baptist.
我们知道施洗约翰他是在旷野生活。
We know that John the Baptist lives in the desert.
而且他只有吃蝗虫野蜜。
And he only have honey and locusts for food.
因此施洗约翰他不会去参加人的娶亲的宴席。
And John the Baptist would never attend a wedding.
那反而呢？好多人要悔改的人就到他那里去接受他的洗礼。
And hence many who seek repentance will go to him.
我们来看路加福音第三章。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke chapter 3.
路加福音第三章，这里记载施洗约翰他在约旦河那里为人施洗。
In John chapter, Luke chapter 3 records John the Baptist baptizing the people.
我们请看《路加福音》第三章。
Luke chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
亚纳和该亚法做大祭司，那时撒加利亚的儿子约翰在旷野里，神的话临到他。
2. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert.
第三节，他就来到约旦河一带地方，宣讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。
3. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching and baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
这里记载呢，施洗约翰他到了旷野去那里生活。
Here records that John the Baptist went to the desert to live.
他只有吃蝗虫野蜜来过生活，所以他没有什么宴席摆在面前的。
And he only had locusts and honey in front of him for food. There's no such thing as feast.
那时候神的话临到他，就叫他去为人施洗。
When the word of God had came to him, he went to baptize.
而且他就在约旦河那里宣讲悔改的洗礼叫人来悔改使罪得到赦免。
And in the desert, he went about preaching the baptism of repentance.
可是这里的罪的赦免呢，还是属于旧约时代啊，像啊大祭司为人献赎罪祭那种啊使罪得到赦免的那种层次。
But this forgiveness of sin is still tied to the Old Testament law.
那个时候还没有办法真正的使人罪得到赦免，而是让人想起自己的罪来。
But this is only allowing the people to reflect upon their sin, but not completely forgiveness of sin.
要真正能够使罪得到赦免，要靠着耶稣基督的啊十字架上的救恩。
True forgiveness of the sin requires the cross of Jesus.
所以施洗约在这里呢，为人施洗呢，啊，使罪得赦，这仍然是做一个预备。
Hence, John the Baptist is preparing the way.
但是我们还是看到施洗约翰，他是刻苦己心啊，在旷野生活，他不会去参加人的宴席。
But we can see the life that John the Baptist lead in the desert. He would never attend a feast.
而且他还常常啊追求啊禁食祷告的生活。
And he would often fast and pray.
因此呢，就有法利赛人呐 啊就来啊对耶稣问一个很啊一个问题，说为什么？哎，约翰的啊门徒都有去禁食祷告，怎么你的门徒都没有呢
？Hence the Pharisees came to ask Jesus a question that John the Baptist's disciple often fast and pray, and how come your disciple don't?
我们看马太福音啊第九章。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 9.
十四节
，verse 14。
马太福音第九章十四节
，Gospel of Matthew chapter 9 verse 14。
那时，约翰的门徒来见耶稣，啊，说：“我们和法利赛人常常禁食，你的门徒倒不禁食，这是为什么呢
？”14. Then John's disciple came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?"
耶稣对他们说。新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能哀痛呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那时候他们就要禁食了。
15. Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast."
所以呢，啊，约翰的门徒他们常常禁食祷告。
John the Baptist's disciple often fast and pray.
他们不会去参加人的宴席。
They would not attend feasts.
反而主耶稣呢，还接受人家的邀请去参加人的宴席。
But yet we can see Jesus accept other people's invitation.
所以导致呢，甚至当时法利赛人跟约翰的门徒都有困惑，说：“哎呀，怎么主耶稣跟他的门徒常常在参加宴席，在欢乐，在吃喝
？”So, John's disciple as well as the Pharisee were puzzled why Jesus' disciple do so.
我们看这个马太福音十一章十八节。
Turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 11 verse 18.
同样的马太福音十一章十八节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 11 verse 18.
约翰来了也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。
18. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon.
十九节，人子来了也吃也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友，但自谓自己总以智慧为事。
19. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, "Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." But wisdom proved right by her actions.
所以呢，在这里，约翰呐，啊，称他的门徒啊，禁食祷告啊，不吃不喝啊，这么刻苦己心。
We see John and his disciple are often fasting and praying, not eating or drinking.
但是主耶稣和他的门徒反而常常吃喝快乐，还参加人的娶亲的宴席。
Jesus and his disciples are often eating and drinking.
当然，就有人批评他们说是贪食好酒的人。
As you can see, people criticize them as a glutton or a drunkard.
可是呢，我们要知道主耶稣他啊不是一个贪食好酒的人。
But we know that Jesus is not a glutton nor a drunkard.
可是他们为什么要接受人的邀请去参加一个娶亲的宴席呢
？But why do they go attend feasts?
因为主耶稣啊要跟百姓是生活在一起的。
Because Jesus is willing to live among the people.
他跟施洗约翰的啊风格是完全不一样。
His lifestyle is very different than John the Baptist.
因为施洗约翰他住在旷野。
John the Baptist lives in the desert.
啊，他在当时来讲呢，要叫百姓悔改。
And at the time, he's telling the people to repent.
因此他必须刻苦己心呐，做一个好榜样啊，大家来刻苦来禁食。
And he's willing to live a hard life to lead a good example for them.
那这样是为了啊要做准备。
This is a preparation.
为了主耶稣啊来的时候啊要做准备的。
preparation for Jesus' arrival.
那当耶稣来了以后，这些悔改的人，他们就来认识耶稣是弥赛亚。
And when Jesus has come, the people can come to know Jesus.
而这个时候呢，就不是在不是用禁食祷告哈来做这种刻苦的动作了。
At this time, they don't need to fast and pray.
而这个时候是要跟主耶稣一起享受在神国里面的喜乐。
And they must come to enjoy the spiritual feast with Jesus.
也是主耶稣要跟他们有更好的团契跟互动。
And to fellowship with Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣是我们最好的朋友。
Jesus is our best friend.
所以主耶稣在这个时候呢，要参加他们的宴席，来跟他们生活在一起，一起来欢乐。
So they rejoice together attending the spiritual feast.
那么这就是主耶稣参加宴席的目的。
This is the purpose why Jesus attend the spiritual feast.
因为他把他自己成为人，要跟我们生活在一起。
He became flesh to come live among us.
他要做我们最好的朋友。
He wants to be our best friend.
那我们再回头看约翰福音第二章。
Let's turn back to Gospel John chapter 2.
可是在宴席的时候呢，竟然酒用尽了。
We can see that in the feast they ran out of wine.
我们要知道呢，在当时犹太人的宴席他们不是只有吃一餐而已啊。
And we know in the feast of the Jews they don't only consume one meal.
因为如果只有吃一餐，那么他们的酒呢，绝对是准备够的。
If they were to have one meal, they would certainly have enough wine.
但我看过呢，有关于当时的风俗习惯的这些背景资料。
And after studying their tradition and culture.
有很多考古学家发现呢，在当时的犹太人呢，他们一个娶亲的宴席呢，长则是一个礼拜或者是三天呐，这样每天呐，你都可以去他那里去吃这个宴席。
And many researchers study that in their custom, the feast usually lasts 3 days to 1 week long.
所以呢，也可能这个宴席是一个很大的宴席，要延续一个礼拜。
Hence, this may be a huge feast that lasts a week.
所以他邀请这么多人要来参加。
Hence, he invited many people to attend.
可是呢，一个礼拜的宴席这么的久，这么的长久，所以那个酒准备的就有可能不够了。
So we can see that in a week-long feast, the wine may not be enough.
因为每天来的客人有的人可能就喝酒喝了多就很快把他准备的酒都喝完了。
Because the guests may consume a lot of wine.
因此呢，这个宴席呢，可能是持续好几天。
So this feast may last several days.
那么酒用尽了就发生这种困难。
When the wine had used up, they ran into this problem.
那么主耶稣的母亲玛利亚就发现了这个问题。
And Mary, Jesus' mother, realized this.
她就对主耶稣说了，他们没有酒了。
She said to Jesus, we ran out of wine.
我们说呢，这就是耶稣母亲对主耶稣有一个期待，希望他能够解决他们的问题。
And this is the expectation of Jesus' mother that Jesus can resolve this problem.
我们呢，也想主耶稣在这个家庭长大。
We hope that Jesus can grow up in this family.
我们知道主耶稣一定也做了很多友善的有爱心的一些事情在他的家庭，在他的乡村邻里里面。
And I'm sure Jesus had done many good deeds in his village and his hometown.
所以主耶稣的母亲玛利亚才会有这种期待，说他们酒用尽了是不是耶稣你有什么能力你有什么方法可以帮他们解决呢？
Hence, Jesus' mother has this expectation of him to resolve this problem.
因此呢，他对主耶稣有这样的一个期待。
So we can see that she has this expectation.
我们今天也是在生活上，我们要仰望耶稣。
As in our life, we look toward Jesus.
我们不知道也许呢，我们不知道这个问题怎么发生的到底要怎么办。
We may not know how this problem come about and how to resolve it.
因为我们人的力量真的是有限的。
Because our strength is indeed limited.
纵使有很多的宗教像佛教啦都在强调人要靠自己，要努力的修行要自己要成佛。
And we can see in many religions such as Buddhism stress that we must rely on our own strength.
要靠自己的力量，不要去依靠别人。
We must rely on ourselves, not others.
可是呢，这个结果常常是失败的。
But this result always end up in failure.
因为我们人的力量真的是有限的。
Because our strength is limited.
就像这里呢，酒用尽了，也是他们原来预期不到的。
And just as this wine running out, they had never thought of it.
他怎么知道有一些客人一来酒量特别大一喝可能就是几桶的酒都喝掉了。
I didn't expect the large number of guests coming and consuming all their wine.
所以呢，管宴席的原来也不知道会发生这种困扰。
Hence, the wedding planner never expected this.
就像我们人生里面，常常也发生一些我们意料不到的事情。
As in our life, we have sometimes meet with the unexpected.
啊，我怎么知道？哎，我这次啊，坐车子出去，哎，这个车子呢，竟然抛锚了。
Or perhaps I was driving one day, I didn't realize the car broke down.
我就有一次呢，啊，坐火车。
This one time, I was taking the train.
我们坐火车呢，都预计说，哦，我几点钟出发，几点钟会到达那个地方。
Taking the train, I know the time of departure and
arrival. 可是呢，总有一天呢，我在火车坐到一半呢，停下来了。
But one day, the train stopped in the middle.
然后广播就说，各位乘客，请不要慌张啊，我们这是临时的啊，有什么啊车子的故障啊，我们在这里要休息啊一段时间。请大家等候。
In the broadcast, I can hear the driver saying, "Do not panic. We are, resolving this problem of maintenance."
然后我就在火车上等了两个小时。
So I waited in the train for 2 hours.
然后两个小时以后，哎，车子又发动了。
And after 2 hours, the train began again.
结果那一次呢，啊，火车他就退费啊，不要钱，啊，把那个车票的钱全部都退还给我们。
And the fee was refunded to me.
啊，可是呢，我原来万万没有想到坐火车也会。故障，然后也会停在路中央。
But I never expected that the train will break down in the middle.
类似这种事情呢，就是人万万想不到的意外。
But these are the accidents that man cannot expect.
但是我们要仰望耶稣。
But we must place our hope in
Jesus. 因为耶稣他是天上的神啊，他可以帮助我们克服各样的困难。
He is the heavenly Father who can resolve all problems.
所以我们要转眼呀来看耶稣。
So we must turn our eyes.To Jesus.
我们请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
十四节。
Verse 14.
希伯来书第四章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
十五节，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
15. For we do not know a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin.
16节，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以这里呢，啊，希伯来书的作者啊，勉励我们说，啊，我们有一位大祭司耶稣基督，他要帮助我们。
Here the author of Hebrews tells us that we have a high priest, which is Jesus, to rely upon.
他曾经也啊，来到世上，也受过各样的试探，与我们一样。
He was also once been tempted, just like us.
但是他没有犯罪。
Yet he was without sin.
所以他可以体会我们的软弱。
So he can understand our weaknesses.
他可以了解我们的困难。
And he can sympathize our difficulties.
因此我们只要坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
Hence we only can approach and ask for his help.
我们向他祷告。
And pray to him.
他要得赏赐怜悯恩惠给我们做随时的帮助。
And he will give us mercy and grace to help us.
这就是玛利亚去跟耶稣讲说，哎，他们没有酒了。他期待耶稣能够为他们解决的问题。
And this is why Jesus' mother, had came to approach Jesus to resolve this problem.
今天我们也一样啊，不要再看世界上的患难困苦了。
As for us, we shouldn't look at the difficulties and tribulations.
再看，它还是一样不会改变的。
The more we look at it, it will still remain the same.
我们要把眼光转向耶稣基督。
We must turn our eyes to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣他会帮助我们解决我们的问题。
And Jesus Christ can resolve our problem.
我们再看回来约翰福音第二章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 2.
在这里呢，主耶稣呢的回答也让我们有点困惑。
Here we can see an interesting reply from Jesus.
他说， 母亲啊，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come.
啊，当然我们中文翻译成母亲啊，但是原文是讲母啊，妇人啊，那个这个妇人啊，啊，我跟你有什么啊相干呢？啊，我的时候还没有到，到底主耶稣讲这句话什么含义呢？
Though in the Chinese translation it is mother, but in the English says woman.
啊，那么耶稣说母啊，耶稣说妇人。那这个妇人 在整个希腊文里面的含义啊，我们啊要有比较正确的了解啊，才不会造成误会。
When Jesus mentioned dear woman, we must understand the term woman from the Greek perspective.
他为什么没有称呼母亲呢？啊，在希腊文里面来讲，他没有说母亲，他反而是说妇人而已啊。
In the Greek translation, why Jesus didn't address his mother as his mother?
啊，他说妇人啊，我跟你有什么相干
？He said.Dear woman, why do you involve me?
这里的妇人啊，并不是那种藐视啊，或者是不尊敬的意思。
The woman referred here is nothing out of disrespect.
她这里的妇人呢，她只是用一种啊啊以神的灵啊啊以神的儿子的那个角度来看人类，所以她说：“妇人，我跟你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”
But woman is rather spoken from the Son of God.
所以主耶稣在这里呢，他是采取了一个神的儿子的这种啊尊贵的身份啊，来对人类的事情啊来做一个啊宣告。
Here Jesus replied using the status of Son of God to his people.
但是妇人这个字呢，在希腊文里面它并没有藐视的意味。
But in the Greek translation, the term woman has nothing of disrespectful meaning.
为什么我们可以这样讲呢
？How can we explain this?
我们看主耶稣钉十字架的时候。他对母利玛利亚也是交代了一句话。
When Jesus is crucified on the cross, he also mentioned this to Mary.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let's turn to Gospel John.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
主耶稣钉死在十字架上面的时候，啊，看到他的母亲以及他所爱的门徒约翰都在旁边。
When Jesus is crucified on the cross, he can see his mother as well as his disciple under the cross.
我们看十九章二十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 19, verse 26.
十九章二十六节。
Chapter 19, verse 26.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，那原文做妇人，看哪、啊，你的儿子。”
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby. He said to his mother, Dear woman, here is your son.
二十七节又对那门徒说，看啊，你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
27, and to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
所以主耶稣在十字架上，啊，他要交代，啊，约翰啊，这个门徒，来以后能够来奉养啊，他的母亲玛利亚。
So when Jesus is crucified on the cross, he instructed John, his disciple, to take care of his mother.
但是他首先对母亲说话也是说，妇人，看你的儿子，就看约翰。
So when he spoke to his mother, he said, "Dear woman, here is your son."
然后又对约翰说，哦，看你的母亲。
And to John, he said, "Here is your mother."
所以我们从这里就知道，耶稣在十字架上，他也是对玛利亚说，妇人，看你的儿子。
So we can see, even on the cross, Jesus addressed his mother as the woman.
因此，我们这里说“妇人”不是一种藐视啊的一种啊态度。
So woman is not something out of disrespectful.
它乃是啊要宣告啊对人啊的一种安排。
But rather an arrangement for men.
但是他对约翰还是说：“看你的母亲。”
But yet he still said to John.Here is your mother.
啊，所以呢，我们要知道这个妇人的意义啊，并不是啊藐视啊看不起的态度。
So we know that the term woman is not to look down upon.
而这个妇人是代表了啊神啊以主耶稣以神的角度在安排啊人类的事情上，他啊这种啊一视同仁的这样的态度来安排。
But this is rather from God's perspective to arrange what man should do.
因此呢，我们又回头来看约翰福音第二章，就知道。耶稣说：“妇人，我跟你有什么相干？”这里并不是在啊排斥他的这种期待跟邀请。
So when we read this in John chapter 2, we can understand that it is not to look down upon his mother.
他反而是要告诉玛利亚说：“现在我的时候还没有到。”
but rather he wanted to tell his mother that his time has not yet come.
意思说，夫人，我跟你有什么相干？这里就是说这件事情跟你跟我们啊，他们酒用尽了，跟我们之间啊有什么关系吗？
Here, dear woman, why do you involve me refers to the fact that they running out of wine has nothing to do with our relationship, Jesus and his mother's relationship.
因为呢，酒用尽的是他们的问题啊。
When they run out of wine, it's their problem.
我们也没有义务啊，去帮他们解决这个问题吧。
We're not obligated to help them.
啊，所以主耶稣原来是要告诉玛利亚说，我们的啊责任啊不在于要帮他们解决酒用尽的这件事情。
So Jesus is telling his mother that their responsibility is not to help them to resolve this problem.
所以呢，他要讲的是一个重点，说我的时候还没有到。
So the main point here is that his time has not yet come.
这句话呢，有一个很深刻的含义。
This has a deeper meaning.
神的时候是什么时候？
What is the time of God?
我们要看神的时候，要回到啊《传道书》第三章。
The time of God is also recorded in Ecclesiastes.
我们请看
《
传道书》第三章，讲到神的时候。
We'll look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
传道书第三章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1.
传道书三章一节，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
Chapter 3, verse 1. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven.
第二节，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。
Verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot.
啊，这样的以下就是各样的时，各样的时，一共有啊十四对啊的相对的这个时候。
You can see 14 pairs of these phrases.
然后到第九节。
Until verse 9.
这样看来，做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？
Verse 9, what does the worker gain from his toil?
第十节，我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。
10. I have seen the burden God has laid on men.
11节，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
11. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to end.
所以呢，在这里最重要的是说，神造万物，各按其时成为美好。
Here mentions that God has made everything beautiful in its time.
而这些时候都是神所定的。
And these times are designated by God.
所以主耶稣对玛利亚说：“啊，我的时候还没有到。”
So when Jesus said to Mary that my time has not yet come.
意思说，我们人不能够对神啊去指挥、去控制啊，按照我们人的时候去做事情。
This also reminds us that we should not direct God to do it according to our will.
我们不能够命令神，好，你要为我做什么事情。
And we cannot instruct God to do whatever for us.
我们人只能等候啊神的旨意、神的时候的来到。
And we can only wait for God's will as well as His time.
就像啊我们有听过啊有啊曾经有一个弟兄啊在做见证。
There was once a brother who testified.
啊，他呢要跟主耶稣求圣灵。
He was praying for the Holy Spirit.
他说啊，主啊，我跟你求圣灵。
Oh Lord, I'm praying for the Holy Spirit.
我跟你有三个月的时间。
I'll give you 3 months' time.
如果三个月里面你不给我圣灵，我就不要相信你了。
If I haven't received the Holy Spirit within 3 months, I will not believe in you.
啊，结果感谢神呢，三个月还没有到，哎，他就得到圣灵了。
But thank God, before 3 months, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以他用这个来见证，哦，神听我的祷告，在三个月啊的期限以前呢，啊，他就赏赐圣灵给我了。
So he testified to others that he received the Holy Spirit praying this in this manner.
他用这个见证来感谢神。
And he thanked God for that.
可是呢，我们听见证人是冒了一身冷汗。
But when we hear this, we were shocked.
因为我们想，哇，他怎么这么敢跟神啊限定时间啊，要赏赐圣灵给他？哇，这个人啊，太厉害了吧。
And we were thinking, how dare this brother pray to God in this manner?
哦，他敢命令神啊，三个月我给你期限，好像 deadline 哈，我说这个人哈，真的太骄傲了。
He is so proud that he set deadline with God.
你三个月不给我圣灵，我就不要相信你。意思是说我比你更大哈，啊，你一定要听我的命令啊。
That if I don't receive the Holy Spirit within 3 months, I will not believe you. Shows that he is greater than God.
神真的是后来是怜悯他哈，啊，还给他圣灵了。
But because God had mercy on him, he still
bestowed him with the Holy Spirit.
This is God's mercy.
有时候我想要，如果我是神的话，我才不理你呢，我才不会给你圣灵呢，你算什么？
But if I were God, I would never give him the Holy
Spirit. 当然还好我不是神了。
But thank God I'm not God.
所以呢，他还可以得到神的怜悯哦，还赏赐圣灵给他。
But he was willing to receive the mercy of God.
所以有时候想想哦，哇，我们的神真的是怜悯啊，太多了，真的是超过我们人的所求所想的。
And we know that God is very merciful beyond our expectations.
所以这个时候呢，我们应该要谦卑的呢，要回到神的面前等候神。
And at this time, we can only humbly come before Him.
我们没有资格去对神限定时候。
And we cannot set up a time with Him.
因为这个时候都是神所定的。
Because this time has already been set by
God. 人是不能够参透、不能够了解的奥秘。
This is a mystery that man cannot understand.
我们不明白，可是我们可以相信神的旨意绝对是好意。
Though we don't understand, we can trust that God's will is always beautiful.
因为他会按照各按其时成为美好。
He will make things beautiful in his time.
所以呢，主耶稣要对玛利亚讲的这句话的宣告就是说，你不要干涉啊，我做事情的时候。
So when Jesus tell this to his mother, is to tell her that don't interfere with the time.
不要干涉 interfere,
对。Don't interfere.
都不要来干涉，不要来指挥我。
Don't instruct me to do anything.
我有我的时候。
I have my own time.
所以呢，玛利亚那时候才明白啊，我超过了我的范围了。
And this, at this point, Mary realized that he had crossed the boundary.
我好像在命令耶稣要做什么事情了，这不对了。
It is wrong of me to instruct what.
本来是要仰望耶稣是对的。
To turn my eyes upon Jesus is right.
去跟耶稣祷告是对的。
To pray to Jesus is right.
但是不要超过那个范围，变成我本来在仰望耶稣的，变成是来指挥耶稣做事情。
But do not cross the boundary of hope to instruction.
这就是不对的态度了。
This is the wrong attitude.
所以玛利亚也谦卑下来，啊，我错了，我错了。所以她告诉佣人说，你们就是等候，她怎么吩咐你们，你们就怎么做就好了。
So Mary humbled herself and just told the servant to wait for Jesus.
因此我们要把一切的时候要还给神啊。
So we must give our time to Jesus.
这不是我们人能够定的。
This is a time that we cannot set ourselves.
我们人的想法啊，可能是不好的，可是我们还以为是好的。
Our thoughts may be full of flaw.
但是我们还以为是好的。
And we may think it is good.
但是一切还还给神的主权呐。
But we must give this authority to God.
我们才能够在神的时候完成的时候达到最好的效果。
And this we can receive the best result.
好，我们早上先查考到这里，我们下午还有第二段。继续把马迦南的宴席呢，好好的把它思想啊，来得到更好的造就。
We'll study up to this point, and in the afternoon we'll continue studying this miracle.
好，请大家期待。我们一起唱诗，421首。
421.